This is the CBS World News Roundup. World Court indicts Slobodan Milosevic and others for war crimes.
Arrest warrants have been issued against all five accused and are being served.
Discovery Roll Program.
The first shuttle mission of the year is off to a roaring start. This is Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. World Court has done it, indicted Slobodan Milosevic for war crimes. We get details live from CBS News reporter Elaine Cobb at The Hague.
The five men are charged with deporting 740,000 Kosovar Albanians and murdering more than 340 others. They're also charged with persecutions and with violations of the laws and customs of war. Justice Louise Arbour says this first indictment of a sitting head of state is an extraordinary achievement.
We are charging all five with personally ordering, planning, instigating, executing, or aiding and abetting into the counts of persecution, deportation, and murder.
Arrest warrants have been sent to all UN member states, including Yugoslavia and to Switzerland. I'm Elaine Cobb, live at The Hague. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in Belgrade looks at what the indictment might mean to the diplomatic effort to end the conflict.
Russian Special Envoy Viktor Chernomyrdin is supposed to arrive in Belgrade for talks aimed at finding a diplomatic solution to the war here. The indictment of Milosevic clearly complicates that process. Until now, the Yugoslav leader has been seen and treated as a key player. Under indictment, he may be a much more difficult character with whom to deal. Public reaction to the indictment here is anger. It is seen not as aimed at Milosevic so much as at the Serbs in general. Diplomacy, it seems, is turning out to be just as difficult as trying to bomb the Serbs into submission. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Belgrade.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Officials here say the indictment will make Slobodan Milosevic criminally responsible for his actions in Kosovo. Officials also speculate that the move could further isolate the Serb leader. They don't rule out future peace talks with an indicted Milosevic, but for now they're relying on that Russian diplomacy. On the Voice of America, President Clinton tried to reassure ethnic Albanians.
With your strength and our determination, there's no doubt what the outcome will be. The campaign of ethnic cleansing in Kosovo will end. You will return.
This morning, a White House official again says the bombing of Yugoslavia will continue until all NATO demands are met. He strongly rejected a Times of London report that President Clinton plans a ground invasion. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Washington Post says NATO commanders have won approval to attack Yugoslavia's civilian telephone and computer networks.
Two, one, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, the first mission to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. And the vehicle has cleared the tower.
It's been a long time coming, but NASA's finally launched the first shuttle mission of the year. CBS News reporter Peter King is live from the Cape.
Today's launch came nearly 6 months after the last shuttle flew. The lengthy gap concerned many, but launch integration manager Don McMonagle says extra practice and attention to detail paid off.
We have intact a good vehicle, and it's demonstrated that we do it in the same safe fashion that we always do.
Discovery will dock with the International Space Station early Saturday and remain there for 5 days. The shuttle crew will move about 4,000 pounds of supplies and equipment over there, and two astronauts will do a spacewalk to install two cranes and other equipment outside for future use. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
It's coming up on 4 minutes after the hour. Holiday bargains for air travelers. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv is live with the story.
The best Memorial Day deal, leave Saturday, come back Sunday.
This is where the airlines have some extra seats. Most people want to leave on Friday, come back on Monday, so they got some middle seats like Saturday and Sundays where they can fill them up. And still, they would rather make $25 or $30 or $100 each way than just let the planes go empty.
Tom Parsons of bestfares.com says it's not too late, no need for this holiday weekend to have purchased 14 days in advance.
Most of the major airlines, from United to Continental to TWA, have now waived the advance purchase.
And for this summer, the average fare to Europe is the lowest it's been in many years. To compete for business travelers, airlines added so many flights, there are a lot of cheap seats at the back of the plane. Reporting live, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Accusations filed in the case of the missing atheist. We get details from reporter Jim Forsyth in San Antonio.
An FBI affidavit reveals agents believe a former employee of atheist leader Madeline Murray O'Hare kidnapped, killed, and dismembered her and her two adult children. children as part of a plot to steal $600,000 from O'Hare's atheist organization. The three were last seen in 1995 when O'Hare told associates she was heading to New York City to picket Pope John Paul. Agents believe the three were buried on a remote southwest Texas ranch. It was O'Hare's 1963 lawsuit which led the Supreme Court to outlaw prayer in public schools. Jim Forsyth for CBS News, San Antonio.
A meningitis clinic opening today for the 850 students at North Middle School in Aurora, Colorado, following a couple of deaths from the disease. Reporter Rick Salinger of KCNC-TV has the story.
Shaquanda Meadows was a seventh grader and the second to die of bacterial meningitis in the area in the past several days. Sharon Glasson is Shaquanda's mother.
There's really no words to even really say how I feel, I cry.
Since then, another student at her daughter's school has come down with the deadly disease. Now all students, faculty, and staff are being asked to take a preventative antibiotic. Rick Salinger for CBS News, Aurora, Colorado.
The parents of Isaiah Scholes, one of the students killed in the Columbine High School massacre, are filing a $250 million lawsuit against the parents of the two student gunmen. The suit blames parental negligence for the rampage. No comment from the parents of Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays shortstop said he could hear a loud pop as pitcher Tony Saunders delivered and then started writhing in pain. Dwayne Statz was in the broadcast booth for the Florida Sports Channel.
He throws this one all the way to the backstop, and his arm, he hurt himself in the wild pitch. That ball got away from Tony Saunders, and he is in great pain.
Devil Rays manager Larry Rothschild says Saunders broke the humerus, the bone that runs from shoulder to elbow, and will miss the rest of the season.
The concern, obviously, is for Tony right now, and to make sure that he's taken care of and, just has time to regroup a little bit.
Nation's economy on a fast track the first quarter. Commerce Department figures show a 4.5% increase in the gross domestic product, the rise fueled by the biggest consumer spending boom in more than a decade. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrials down 110 points, the NASDAQ composite down 12.5. 8 minutes after. The Boston Herald says Stephen Fagan will plead guilty and be spared jail time in a plea bargain. Fagan's accused of kidnapping his two young daughters 20 years ago, moving them to Florida, and raising them under assumed names. He says he did it to rescue the girls from an unfit alcoholic mother. The mother denies those accusations. California seagulls swoop in Tooele County, Utah. The residents hope they're flocking in to feast on an infestation of crop-chomping grasshoppers.
They come in about a week ago, a few of them. Then they kept coming thicker and thicker. And I hope they're out here after the grasshoppers.
We hope they stay.
Folklore has it that early Mormon settlers were saved from starvation by gulls eating grasshoppers, but historians say that the birds actually had little effect on that plague. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.